Welcome to Wells Family Devotions, produced on behalf of Wells Discipleship. The Word of God from Proverbs chapter 9, verses 1 through 4. Wisdom has built her house. She has set up its seven pillars. She has prepared her meat and mixed her wine. She has also set her table. She has sent out her servants, and she calls from the highest point of the city. Let all who are simple come to my house. Now I get it. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. Lucy was stuck. It felt like she had been working on her math problem for hours. It really had been only 10 minutes. She knew how to add and subtract, to multiply and divide. In fact, Lucy was very good at math. But this problem made no sense to her. Finally, Lucy's teacher came over. "Lucy, can I help you with that?" "Yes, please," she begged. The teacher spent a few minutes and walked her through the problem. She explained each part of the problem until Lucy had all the numbers ready to solve it. "Oh, now I get it. Thank you so much." Lucy was very smart, but she needed some help with wisdom. Wisdom is a little bit different than how smart you are. When you are wise, you can think carefully about something, understand it, and make good choices. Lucy's teacher helped her gain wisdom in solving the math problem. Today's Bible verses may sound a bit confusing, but they are actually very simple. Wisdom is being pictured as a person inviting people over to the house for a big dinner. It's like pretending wisdom is saying, "Come on over for a party so you can become more wise." It may seem silly, but it's a beautiful picture, especially when we understand who is the one that makes us so wise. Jesus. Jesus is the one who invites us to learn more about Him. Jesus is the one who wants us to know how much He loves us. Jesus is the one who wants us to know that we are invited to the greatest dinner party of all time, the feast of eternal life in heaven. Earlier this week, we heard about people who were very confused when Jesus told them He is the bread of life. Our prayer today and every day is that Jesus can give us wisdom to solve this problem. We can pray that Jesus helps us to know that to eat the bread of life means to believe in Jesus and have life in His name. When we understand that, we too can say, "Oh, now I get it. Thank you so much, Jesus, for giving me wisdom." We pray for wisdom. Lord Jesus, give me wisdom to put my faith and trust in You at all times, until You lead me safely home to heaven. Amen. We invite you to use the accompanying family discussion questions found at wells.net. Click on Serving You and select Family Devotions. Join us next time for Wells Family Devotions. Until then, God bless your day.